Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. The final reports are in from the Wilkes County Fire Marshal's office on two home fires from earlier this month, and both have been ruled accidental. The first happened on December 3rd at a home on Ruby Street in North Wilkesboro. There was no electrical power to the home. They used a wood stove for heating and a lantern for light. The man who lived in the home left without extinguishing a lantern on the cabinet in the bathroom. When he returned, he found the bathroom area on fire. Knoxville Fire Department responded to that blaze. No one was reported injured, damages are estimated at $10,000. As 3WC News has already reported, the second fire occurred on December 6th at a single-wide house on Highway 268 East in North Wilkesboro. Assistant Fire Marshal Nikki Hamby determined some paper products were accidentally set on fire in a bathroom waste basket. Tina Harris and her 8-year-old son were sent to Baptist Hospital with fire-related injuries. Two other adults were treated and released from Wilkes Regional. Roaring River Fire Department responded to that fire. Damages are estimated at $8,000, and again, the fire was ruled accidental. Now, a firehouse has fallen victim to thieves. A representative of the Wilbar Fire Department No. 2 on Sheets Gap Road called the Sheriff's Department Sunday. Sometime between 7 p.m. Thursday and 11:30 a.m. Sunday, an unknown person or persons pried open the door to the Wilbar Fire Department and took several items from a fire truck, including a chainsaw, generator, and two toolboxes with tools. Stolen items are valued at nearly $1,700. A suspicious vehicle has been seen in the area recently, and the Sheriff's Department is investigating. It was an attempted burglary. The Sheriff's Department is investigating an attempted burglary at a residence on the Mulberry Mill Road in North Wilkesboro. The homeowner stated that she was lying on the sofa with the lights off when she heard someone at the basement door. While she was on the phone with 911, she saw what looked like a white male walking across her lawn, but was unable to get a detailed description. The homeowner reported a similar incident about a week ago. Entry to the home was not made. There are no suspects, and the investigation is underway. Dr. Whipple of Foothills Christian College in Wilkesboro says,
"We're back."
Dr. Whipple explains they're starting slowly but plan to get back to a full program.
"We're starting up slowly as we recover, and we're taking classes that will be done just on Tuesday and Thursday nights starting January 11th. And just for this one term, we'll just have two classes. We believe that those that will be involved with us in new management by the fall, we will have a full program going by the fall."
Two courses will be offered in January and taught by Dr. Whipple. The Book of Acts class will begin January 11th, and the Pentateuch, Genesis through Deuteronomy, will begin January 13th. Each will be an evening class starting at 7. To register for classes, you may show up between 6 and 6:30 p.m. on the 11th or 13th, or register by calling 667-6145. The college had to close a few months back due to financial problems that Dr. Whipple says were the result of moving too quickly to get accreditation. Foothills Christian College is located on Winston Street in Wilkesboro. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.